Hi, this is GT. I'm sitting in my hammock and thinking about life again. I'm kind of annoyed with it right now. My daughter, Jazzy, is 14. And if you have a 14-year-old daughter, you know what I'm talking about. They can push you to the limits. Big sigh. So I thought I'd just record something, and this is something I've wanted to record for a very long time, so here goes. Every one of us, when we are born, there is something that was here when we came. So, you know, cars or the internet or something that, you know, if you think about it, that they wasn't always here. Our parents or our grandparents, you know, might have lived without it. I mean, I grew up without the internet, if you don't know how old I am. But and some things are just there when you come, and you kind of don't realize that they were a thing or that they didn't exist until suddenly you realize that they didn't. So for me, the thing that existed, the thing that I had growing up, was the band Queen. And they were my favorite band growing up. They still are. And Queen, I mean, there were other bands around that time. Maybe it's that whole style of Kiss and Queen and, you know, all that classic rock or heavy metal stuff that was happening, Pink Floyd, and it was just kind of this, I mean, if you look at Queen, it was Freddie Mercury. I mean, he was amazing. He did whatever he wanted. He dressed whatever, however he wanted. He sang about whatever he wanted. And just him being him was such a it wasn't a revelation. It just, like, I grew up into it. I think, you know, I heard them for the first time maybe when I was like 10. And it was just, oh, that's awesome. I love this. And I knew Freddie Mercury was gay, and I was like, oh, gay people can do whatever they want. They can be famous. They can be successful. And it wasn't until, like, last few years that, you know, like, reading some biographies, watching, you know, the Bohemian Rhapsody, the movie, I watched another play about, was it about Tchaikovsky? I think it was Tchaikovsky. And hearing these stories about gay people, I also heard Ellen's story, and hearing these stories of famous people who, it wasn't a clear thing. It wasn't something that you just were and you were successful. These are people that had a very hard time because they were gay, and because society was not accepting, and they were the trailblazers for this society that we're in now, that allows people to be successful no matter what. And I always thought that if I was in a situation, if I were famous and gay, I would come out. I would, you know, be a trailblazer. And so I always thought, oh, you know, I'm not, you know, what can I do? I already live in a place where everything I want to do is okay. I mean, I'm an atheist. I'm capable of doing, I'm a woman that can get a job wherever I want, in any profession that I want. So there's not a lot for me to kind of rebel against or come out against. But the truth is, there are gay people, there are women, there are all kinds of people who are oppressed all over the world for who they are. And I can't sacrifice my life or come out as a rebellious person and, you know, be that trailblazer. But you know what I can do? I can say who I am and encourage other people like me to say who they are, so that the more of us there are, the more the world will realize that this is an okay thing, an okay thing to be, an okay way to be yourself. You don't have to be like other people, and you know, other people, you don't have to judge other people by who they are, what they believe in, how they feel, who they love. So I know it's a little cliche, I know it's been said before, I just want to give my version. So LGBTQAI, if you know that term, you know that it's pretty famous for gay, lesbian, transgender, but I think very few people know what the other letters are. And I specifically want to address letter number 3, LGB. And B, as far as I know, stands for bi. And if you don't know what that means, it means it's a person that could be straight, but I mean that is not straight, that they can love somebody from the opposite sex or from the same sex. So if you're bi, you could love another, you know, if you're a bi woman, you could love a man and you could be married to a man, but you can also love women and want to have sex with women. And I think the reason that bi, and the same for men, I mean, bi men are men that could be married to a woman and want to have relationship and sex with men, other men. So if you're bi, you could get through life pretty easily, because you could be married to the opposite sex and no one would know. Because why would you say anything? I mean, you don't introduce yourself to a new person. You say like, oh, hi, you know, my name is Gitit. I'm bi. You don't do that. You just, you know, you just go about your business. You introduce your people. Hi, I'm Gitit. This is my husband. And people just automatically assume then that you are heterosexual. Right? Is that what it's called? Yes. I noticed, I mean, in the movie Bohemian Rhapsody, Freddie Mercury says, I think I'm bi, and he's shut down right away. He's like, oh, no, you're gay. And I personally was shocked by that response. I mean, if a person says they're bi, why would you tell them that they're not? If a person says they're bi, then they are, that means that they do love both sexes, and there is no reason to make a person choose. Just like there's no reason to make a person choose what gender they are, there's no person to choose what gender they want to love. And if you are a person who just has a lot of love in you and just doesn't make that distinction, you know, distinction doesn't say, oh, you know, like, oh, I'm only going to be looking for men, I'm only going to be looking for women, I'm looking for, we say soulmate for a reason. And that soulmate doesn't have a gender. attached to it. And that soulmate can be whoever. It's the soul inside. It's not what other external features that person has. Now, you can have your biases. You can say, okay, I don't like skinny people because I like to have something to hold on to. That's, you know, your choice. You know, maybe you'll meet your soulmate in a skinny body and you'll just have to fatten them up. But I'm just kidding. Oh, but I don't know where I was going with this. Okay, so I just want to say, I am bi. I love people. I am lucky to have found a husband early in life who's an amazing person. And I was lucky to go through life kind of on the easy. Sorry. I saw flowers out here in the Northwest. It's beautiful. But I've been sneezing and my eyes hurt. But I love it. Bring it on. Bring on the beauty. I'll suffer. I'm not even high today. So sad. Anyway, so if you're bi, speak up. I think if you can, I can, so I am. And I know that some of my friends that are bi too are scared to speak up about this. They are scared to for other people to see them with the same sex. They are afraid to be seen in certain clubs or in certain environments. And we should no longer be in this kind of society. You know, I meet people, they say, oh, you know, because of my job, I can't be seen here, I can't be seen there, I can't be seen wearing certain things. And that should not be the case. You should be who you are. You should not be intimidated. You should not worry about losing your job because of who you love. And if you can afford to do that, like me, then that's why I'm doing it. So I'm sorry I waited so long and that I didn't do this earlier, but I am wanting to tell the world, and I'm hoping that more people will. So what else do I want to tell you? My chickens are going crazy out here. I want to make the world a better place. I don't know how. So I'm telling you. All right, let's do this. Bring out the bye. Love you. Bye.